a story in a song, The Great Physician. In the midst of suffering and serious illness, we are often deluged by the demands that are suddenly thrust upon us. It doesn't matter that friends and family are rallying round. We need something that is beyond the human capacity to give. We sense the lack. We utter prayers in utter isolation. Where is hope? Where is true help and healing? I remember a night in the hospital when my husband was still quite ill after his diagnosis of multiple myeloma. We were wrestling with God about how he could inflict such sorrow on us yet again. Our only daughter had died of a rare childhood cancer when she was 7 years old. My husband, son, and I had lived with loneliness for many years, for you never get over the death of a child or a sibling. This night we were devastatingly alone. I had called two agencies putting in a request for a night nurse. When both said they could staff us, as they put it, I canceled one of them. But evidently the nurse that they called did not receive the message in time, and she entered the room quietly. She wore a colorful knit hat on her head and the sweetest smile that we had ever seen. She seemed totally intent on what she had come to do, which wasn't to provide a traditional nursing service. Oh, no. We explained to her that she wasn't needed, as a nurse from the other agency was on the way. But the three of us all knew better. This was far beyond human scheduling. Bessie, as her name turned out to be, told us her story. She said that she had come all the way across town. She might as well stay and visit for a bit. She is a nurse, but she is also a believer. She said she tried to tell her story to one person a day, her story of a living God. Bob and I held hands as I stood by his bed. His arm was full of gizmos and contraptions. We both wept like children and were comforted by her words. She read from the Bible and loved us in a heartfelt way. Peace pervaded that room. It was a cloak of comfort that she offered. Sitting down in the old, cracked Naugahyde chair, she read passages from the Bible and warned us against fear getting a foothold. Three, against the flood of fear. Two of us fearing that the waters would overflow us. Bessie Owens left her business card along with her healing presence when she gathered up her pocketbook and her prayers. She didn't fool me for a minute. When she left, I knew that the great physician had been making his rounds. In the few lines of a song for my daughter, boom, boom, diddum, dottum, wadadum, choo. Boom, boom, diddum, dottum, wadadum, choo. Boom, boom, diddum, dottum, wadadum, choo. And they swam right over the dam.